So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who's coming across? I mean, there was a headline the other day of the massive amounts of Chinese migrants coming across our southern border, 24,000, in fact. The ones that are apprehended, not to mention, Senator, I mean, people on the terror watch list approaching 200, who knows who've gotten through? Those are the ones we catch.
Well, what happened in Israel and Hamas, that catastrophe going on over there, when that happened, Joe Biden should have woke up and called Secretary Austin, said, okay, send every available military personnel to the border immediately. Close it down. Nobody else comes in. We've had hundreds and hundreds of terrorists come across the border. And you know what? We could care less. Not we, the Biden administration. Eric, it is going to get us in so much trouble. We're going to have a 9/11 attack every few weeks if we don't watch it. It is out of control. But this group could care less. You know, who cares? Who cares about the American people? Who cares about the taxpayers of this country? I can't find anybody on both sides of the aisle. It's about spending damn money. And I'm sick of it. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching what's going on up here. And if we don't wake up, it's going to be over.
That's U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville on Newsmax. Quite frankly, I'm shocked it hasn't happened already. But remember, I've been telling you for a while, it's the plan. Less than 2 months ago, the squad proposed taking half of Gaza. That'd be 1 million people, the same people who elected Hamas, the terror group, their government, half of Gaza the squad wanted to take. And who agreed with them? Never forget this, Nikki Haley. She was specifically asked at the time, you'll remember this, about Ron DeSantis's comments. He was wailing on the squad, saying what a ridiculous idea it was. And Jake Tapper, who was interviewing her, figured she'd agree with DeSantis. Instead, she shocked us all with this.
And America's always been sympathetic to the fact that you can separate civilians from terrorists. And that's what we have to do.
The Gazans, who elected the terror group Hamas as their government, just want to be free, she said. We could vet them.
There are so many of these people who want to be free from this terrorist rule. They want to be free from all of that.
Yes, she really is this nuts. I watched her for years as the governor of South Carolina. But let's test her proposition. They just want to be free. We can take half the people of Gaza. Yeah, they elected Hamas, a terror group, to rule them. But I mean, other than that, they're awesome. Oh, wow. Look at this poll. Done November 7th by the Arab World for Research and Development. It's a polling firm. In the Middle East, what percentage of Gazans support the October 7th massacre, mass rape, mass burning, torture of civilians? 75%. What percentage have a positive view of Hamas, the terror group? 76%. What percentage have a negative view of America? 98.2%. Tell us again, Nikki, we should do what?
There are so many of these people who want to be free from this terrorist rule. They want to be free from all of that. And America's always been sympathetic to the fact that you can separate civilians from terrorists.
Okay, Nikki. Yet, by their own admission, only 1.8% have a positive view of America. Again, 76% support Hamas. But Haley wanted to take half of them. That math doesn't work. Why would Haley say something this idiotic? I explained it at the time on the Battleground America podcast. The audience, the intended audience, wasn't you. It was the globalist liberal donor class she was courting. And their philosophy is simple. I'll let Nikki explain.
We need as many immigrants as we can.
And now we know the names of those she was courting at the time. I told you that's why she said it. You cannot be heard to be saying that you will ever turn any immigrant down, ever, even if they're terrorist. I kid you not. That's how radical this globalist donor class is. They want to eliminate borders. That means taking any and all who show up. It literally does not matter who they are. And now we know the names. We know why she would have said it. Because over the weekend, Business Insider reported something astonishing. Exactly who is now fundraising for Nikki Haley? No less than JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. This 2009 headline from OpenSecrets.org, which tracks donations, pretty much says it all. Headline, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon donates serious cash to Democrats. He was Hillary Clinton's chief fundraiser. The other big fundraiser for Nikki Haley mentioned in that Business Insider article, Jonathan Bush. Yeah, from that Bush family. He's a relative of former President George W. Bush, the original open borders guy. Well, actually, it was his daddy, but it's all the same thing. What's going on here? Why have these people pumped $10 million into ad buys for her over the last 2 weeks? You don't write checks that big unless someone has a serious chance of winning. So why are the Democrats on board with Nikki Haley now? What do they know? It's the surest sign so far of what they have planned, and that is to ensure that Donald J. Trump is behind bars by Election Day. Here's the play. The purse strings of the Republican Party has been controlled with an iron fist by the Bush family since Ronald Reagan exited the presidency. When Trump won, a fierce battle for those purse strings ensued. They're pretty much at a stalemate right now, with Trump raising a lot in individual donations in 2020 and Ronna McDaniel, she's with Bush Romney, controlling the kitty of the RNC. The Bush folks are so desperately unpopular, they can't even run in their own name anymore, not even in Texas where they're from. They can't even run candidates remotely associated with them. It's the kiss of death, but they desperately want the purse strings back. How do you do it? The undercard race, which they're all acting like is the actual presidential race. If you can get Donald Trump in prison and Nikki Haley as the number two, guess who's the leader of the party when the air clears? It's Haley Bush. Don't be surprised if the leadership of the RNC and the Republican Party, think Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, even though he's in exile, all of them try to replace Trump when he goes to prison before the election with Haley. And they need Haley to be the number two. It doesn't work if she's the number three. That deposes Trump and sets her up as the heir apparent, even if she doesn't win the presidential race. And it's a guarantee for people like Dimon that no matter who wins, Haley or Biden, the uniparty's still firmly in charge. Shows Wall Street and all the cushy liberals from there. Am I predicting Trump will go to prison? I wouldn't bet against it.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, these people that are going to be trying Trump in three out of these four jurisdictions, These are heavily Democrat jurisdictions. The judges are Democrat appointees. Everyone from the bailiff to the clerk is a Democrat. You think they can't cook the books on this? At least they plan to at this point. There's no guarantee they'll succeed. But this tells you their plan. It sets up all the dynamics. And only one person is in the way. Ron DeSantis. Again, suppose Trump loses. Ends up in prison, but still stays on the ballot. Doesn't matter. When the air clears, who is the de facto leader of the party? It's Haley. Or whoever comes in number two behind Donald Trump. That's what they intend. Watch the play. With the first Republican primary in Iowa on January 15, we're less than 2 months away, folks. She's only got to make it 2 more months without people figuring out who she really is. And that she's got way more in common with Hillary Clinton, Jamie Dimon, the Bushes, and the rest of the globalists than she does with me or you. If they can get her in the number two position, they've got a good chance of controlling it all for the next decade, one way or another. Meanwhile, 4 days now, folks, 4 whole days have passed since the Washington Post did an article telling us, floated the trial balloon, because that's what it is. Oh, hey, we're going to go ahead and censor you guys if you talk about inflation. That okay with you? Again, it's a trial balloon to see if there's any reaction of any kind from our side. As I said yesterday on the podcast, if this was the Democrats 24 hours in, they'd have filed an emergency lawsuit seeking an injunction. But we're idiots. I haven't even found evidence anyone on our side, much less in leadership, has commented at all about this. And inside the DNC, the Democrats are dying laughing. Shocked that we're going to let them censor us on the most formidable weapon we have, the economy. Now, think about how this looked during COVID. All the world's foremost virologists from Oxford to Harvard to Stanford, almost all of whom warned, hey, the shot won't work. Shot's dangerous. COVID's not that dangerous, or lockdowns won't work. We're censored. Watch, just you wait. We're not objecting now, which means we're going to get the full censorship treatment. By the time we're done, the world's foremost economist will be censored if they say the word inflation. So what are the talking points supposed to sound like? Remember, when the Democrats censor, they don't just take away our voice and algorithm us into absolute obscurity. They provide their own talking points to be amplified to fill the void. And Corinne Jean-Pierre did that yesterday. Listen to this. They expect no less than this refrain. Prices are down. Inflation is down. That's a total lie, of course. The Biden Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that since 2021, when he took office, food prices are up 20% and consumer index goods prices are up 19%. Prices, not inflation, prices. It's a total lie. Biden's own agencies say so, but it doesn't matter. This is the speech they're demanding.
Inflation is moderating because of the actions that this president has taken.
Prices are going up slower. They're still high.
It's going down. The prices are going down.
Meanwhile, an update on Ireland, which should give you an idea if they get much further down this censorship road of how America will operate. First Amendment be damned. And you know, folks, this is incredible to me. I grew up at the tail end of the Cold War. I can actually remember having nuclear bomb drills hiding under my desk. The Soviet Union was real, and the Western world was united in the fact, the relief that we didn't have to live the way they did there in the Soviet Union. We were free. We had free speech. We had Western ideals. Folks, not anymore in Ireland. Ireland has fallen. We're now getting a look at the hate speech legislation promised by the prime minister. It's supposed to, they think it'll pass. And listen to this. They've already got a law on the books that went into effect this year saying you can get up to 5 years in prison for so-called hate speech. This takes it a step further. If you are found to possess hate speech, you can do the same amount of time. You will be investigated criminally. Folks, merely possessing a meme that is politically incorrect, something somebody texted you, could send you to prison if you possess it. If you possess the wrong book, same thing applies. if this passes, and all indications are after the riots that it will. Elon Musk raised the alarm about this yesterday on X, and the government will define hate speech. He writes, the people of Ireland should not stand for this. He's actually correct. The government gets to define hate speech as it goes. So you don't even know if that meme on your phone qualifies. That's how they want it. So you'll simply drop out of all political debate out of fear. It's exactly how the Soviet Union operated. What you couldn't say wasn't precisely defined so that everybody, even members of the party, were afraid to speak. And yes, it really is that bad, as Musk tweeted, quote, language being proposed as law in Ireland means this could literally happen to you for having a meme on your phone. Separate legislation being proposed even discusses adding migration status as a protected class. In other words, you can't even speak of someone's migration status, period, or it's hate speech, which would end all debate around what to do with terrorists. You just have to let them stab the children, all the children they want, the moms too, right outside of elementary schools, and you can't say a thing. If they're immigrants, which is how the elites want it. Wonder how long it'll be before we have this here. With our political class failing to object entirely to half the country being censored when we talk about inflation, I don't think it'll be very long. So right now I'm betting if you struggle with your weight the way that I do, you put on a few pounds over Thanksgiving. You don't feel good about that, but you feel kind of powerless to stop it right now. During this season, people are constantly shoving food at you. They do that to me too. And you know you're going to eat a lot over Christmas. So you know what? Do it. Eat it. Enjoy it. But no, you've already made your appointment at PhD Weight Loss for the first week in January, and that you're going to have a foolproof system that'll help you not only get it off, but get back down to that size where you really used to like yourself, the size you used to be. You can get healthy again. I did. Took off 29 pounds in 6 months. I've kept it off for 9 now. You can do. And you can even do it at home. There's somebody in every state of the union doing it at home. And PhD Weight Loss at home works great. Or you can do it in person too, if there's a location near you. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.